Welcome to our blessing call on January the 12th. Oh my goodness, how far we've come since our advent of Christmas and Christmas celebration and a new year, and we are well into 2014. This promises to be a very good year. There may be some recovery because so many people were well challenged, shall we say, by many levels of situations and events that centered around 2013 and to some degree extended throughout the year. Personally, I did not find it a very comfortable year. I stayed close to God and close to my heart, and so I sailed through it with grace. But I did not find it externally to be a comfortable year, and most of the people that I know didn't either. We've had some interesting changes happen in the world. And, of course, change is one of the great causes of stress. When those changes are global, then we have global stress. And I find that one of the things that comforted me the most was to offer a blessing, to offer to others what I would like to have for myself, what I would like to see in the world. And that's really what kept me going. And you may remember that the whole revelation and knowledge and practice of blessings actually began in the few months before the first time I had a hip replacement, when I was in such pain I could barely walk. And I really didn't want to take the heavy pain relievers that they were offering me, because so much of my work requires not only a clear consciousness, but an expanded one. And there's something about how pain relievers act on the brain that our consciousness is smothered or reduced or numb down just a little bit, along with whatever it's trying to control. And one morning I was lying on my sofa debating about whether I wanted to take the pain relievers or would rather just be in pain that day. And Yeshua comes to me. He has visited me a number of times since 1991 and 92, but it's always at his call. You know, the interesting thing is when I call him, I find he comes into my heart. But when he notices a situation that he might be of assistance to, he comes and offers an assistance. This happened when I was painting the portrait of First Light, having such a terrible challenge with it. And he shows up and says, "Can I help you?" Well, that's a story unto itself, I may tell you, on another blessing call. It's very, very relevant to who we are and how we discover ourselves. But to stay to the subject right now, he showed up and he said, "Can I help you relieve the pain?" And I said, "Well, of course, that's the best way." And so he touched my feet, and I could see he was spiritually touching my heart and the top of my head. And I went out of pain. And this happened every day between that and my surgery. And in the course of the time, I said, "Yeshua, can we include other people in this?" And he said, "Of course we can." And so I invited other people to participate in his blessings to me. And this is how we began our blessing calls, is he was offering blessings to me first, and then we extended it to the whole world. But it was a while before I got to the point where I said, "Yeshua, can you show me how to offer these blessings and pour your love through me to them?" "Yes, of course I can." And I really got the feeling that he had taught the apostles much the same thing. And so I began doing that. And then, of course, my next question was, can I teach others how to do this? Because I know that being energetic beings, energy has its limit of extension, and people close to other people around the world forming a chain of energy could just have more impact and more effect than one person alone. I felt like a minnow in the ocean. But if we had other blessing givers, then we could become a whole community of linking up to offer blessings to other people, life forms, and the world. And that's what we've been doing since then. And we have our newest blessing course in queue now. We have just made a commitment with the hotel. It will be just a day past the spring equinox on the Gulf of Mexico, right on the Gulf. Beautiful hotel, gorgeous view, access to the water. And I know this is going to be the most powerful one ever because of our ability to cast His love and energy through the water. This is one of the great ocean bodies of the world. And it leads out to the Atlantic and the Caribbean. And, of course, the Gulf Stream itself is very famous for carrying the stream of warm current water up around Florida and then up the East Coast and over to England and the European coastlines. The Gulf Stream is a powerful stream, and starting it here is going to be a really incredible, amazing thing. And also, He has promised me that when we have 500 blessing givers, there will be a next transformation in our work and where it's going to go. So I am so excited about this. I have sent out one announcement piece, but when you get it, and I will send more. Right now, and for 2 weeks, we have an early bird discount. So please read that. Go to our website and take advantage of that. We even have a payment plan. And even though certain prices just keep going up and up with inflation, this still will be the most affordable blessing seminar ever because you can fly into the city where it's being held. And they have a free shuttle from the airport to the hotel. And the room rates are about $20 a night cheaper than the last one we had. And the hotel is about 100% better. So, and the food is just terrific. The seafood here is wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And I know some of you are vegetarians, but we are also connected to the Rio Grande Valley farmlands, and we have some of the best produce in the world come in. So there's just a lot of great things to recommend this, but most of all, what we can do with Yeshua for the world. I see Chris Dunn is on the line. Hi, Chris. Chris is a blessing, long-term blessing giver. And Chris, I did get your message, and you were on my callback list for this afternoon. So hopefully we can talk soon.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
But right now, you're on.
I'm just real excited about this blessing seminar coming up. You know, the community that everybody's now becoming a part of is just extraordinary. And, you know, the beginning of this year has been a little ambivalent for me, but some of the things that are getting me through is a blessing and feeling connection to this community. So it's so exciting that we're going to grow it bigger and just have this space now that it's going to be so easy to access. And
exactly. Oh, and it's center of the country, so those on the East and West Coast have a fair chance at getting reasonable airfares. Also, the further in advance everybody plans, the less expensive the airfares are. Oh, but Chris, thank you for mentioning about the community, because this is something that people didn't have in the First Blessing Seminar. They were coming to meet one another and to check out who else would be interested in be in offering blessings to the world and to learn this amazing, miraculous, and mysterious protocol that goes along with becoming a blessing giver. But since that time, because of our delegated website for blessing givers and our call line, and they have conference call sessions sometimes as much as two or three times a week, everybody. This is now not just a worldwide community, it's a family. I mean, we are literally brothers and sisters in working the light, into weaving the light into the matrix of this world. And it's making a difference in the lives of everyone participating, but in the lives of everyone around us.
I agree.
Would you say that, Chris?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely noticed that, and I feel that, and been in communication with several blessing givers, but even non-blessing givers. And it's there's a lot of gratitude for the formation of a community. And I just would love to see us even grow closer with this type of event. It's going to be, in fact, I can almost guarantee I'll be there. But just wanted to say hi and thank you so much for continuing this this process. It's beautiful.
Oh, we are just scratching the surface, Chris. You know, I just kind of let things evolve according to Yeshua's calling. And he's very tolerant of me, of my life challenges. And I know, of course, that our community is just growing stronger and stronger every day. So I really didn't worry that 2013 needed to take care of itself. But we are ready to move forward now. And this is the next big move. So I'm so excited. I'm going to take a call from Paul. Hi, Paul. You're on the line.
Hello, Glenda. Hello,
greetings and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Likewise, same to you. You know, I was just thinking about, we're having beautiful weather today. It's going to be 40 degrees. About a week,
wow,
in the middle of the night. Now, you're going to flip when you hear this. It was minus 47 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been quite rough up here, temperature-wise and wind-wise.
But oh, I know.
We're being blessed with wonderful warm weather today, and I am going to be able to get out to walk. I haven't walked since last fall because it's just been there's been too much going on. But in relation to this topic about the blessings, I have had about, and I'm not going to go into any detail, but it's very colorful in its dark way. But I have had the toughest time in the last, let's say, 3 months. And I just kept keeping my head above water, basically. And some days I actually felt pretty good. But I discovered finally what the problem was. The problem. And I found the answer at the same time. And it was when I just one day said, I cannot stand this anymore. I'm not going to do anything drastic, but what is going on? What is wrong within me? And I had Love Without End there, and I opened it up to, I was assured that this was the place to read, and it was in it was on page 231 and 232, little at the bottom of 231. Have a right to live in fullness and to seek all the blessings of life. No man has a covenant to suffer. And then I'm jumping down to the section that I have marked so strongly with big dark lines and stars all around it. And it says, do not have to settle for hurting, disappointment, pain, confusion, or depression. Moreover, when you seek blessings, the Father will unfold. As I told you, the Father has written your covenant in joy. Those who are obsessed with suffering do not easily find their covenant. And I have known my covenant all along, you know, the present time then. But this gave me permission to know that there was something other than, something really wrong going on in me, and that was that I thought I had to accept hurting, disappointment, pain, confusion, or depression.
No, you do not.
And that is where I got off track, and I stayed in the worst. I've had the worst things go on. Nothing, just awful stuff inside of me, and I've been attracting just terrible, one long of headache, you know?
Oh, I do know about that, Paul. The thing is, there's an old proverb that just says, sometimes it rains. And, but that doesn't mean we have to get wet inside.
Yep. So,
and this is what we learn, by receiving the blessings, and even more by learning how to offer the blessings. We learn about this powerful center that stems from our heart, goes through the entire matrix of our body into the field around us, how to activate that for the conveyance of the Holy Spirit. This is what Yeshua taught the apostles how to do. And they could work miracles even after he was gone. They continued to work miracles. And though they suffered tremendously by external evidence, they continued to live in joy and grace internally. And that's what I was trying to explain about my 2013. If you looked at it externally, it was really a pretty bad year. But internally, I stayed in grace and joy. I received an email from someone just a few days ago, and she said, Glenda, I just don't know how you can keep up this this graceful, joyful faith and stay with all of us and be on the calls every Sunday with what you're going through. And I just stopped for a minute, and I thought, well, from inside my being, I don't even see those challenges. They're not even real to me. So like I said, sometimes, Paul, it rains. And so when it rains, you go inside and you light a fire and you read a book. You know how to deal with environmental challenges. But what we have unfortunately internalized are emotional challenges, psychological challenges, social challenges, financial challenges, the things that we identify with. And whenever you identify with something, you will internalize it. And one of the things that every blessing giver learns is how to form your own greater identity that has nothing to do with external events, external occurrences, and therefore you can be of service inside of those events and assist others in stepping outside of them. As Yeshua said, I am in the world, but not of the world. And so I think that's what you realized, Paul, is that you were not of the world. You came to a moment where you did not identify with these problems, and they let go of you.
Yes, it's just everything you're talking about and how you've handled things is, I learned that from you, and that is exactly the way my life had been. And then when these things started out, and everything had to do with every effort of mine, everything I did, besides my painting, everything else that I did, you know, none of it ever came to anything for me. None of it.
And well, Paul, I'd like to talk into that comment because I think I can shed some extra light on that. And this will be helpful to everyone, I think, on the call. And I'm going to start with a personal anecdote. When I moved down to the coast, which was, a little over 2 months ago now, we were coming in, and I got here, and I was totally turned around. East was west, south was north, and even though I had a compass in my car, it didn't make sense. Nothing made sense. In a little town of 8,000 people, can you imagine getting lost everywhere? Everywhere I went, I would get lost. I could never find the grocery store twice. And I was thinking, my gosh, what has happened to me? Have I moved to the ends of the earth and it's totally the wrong place to be? And I got to the point where I was projecting into it and feeling disoriented inside. Something was going on that I really, really didn't understand at the time, but I do now. I had a lot of prayerful conversations with Yeshua, a lot of revelations from the Holy Spirit, and I did a lot of geophysical research. We are going through one of the most dramatic accelerations of the magnetic pole shift. Now, I'm not talking about geophysical, but the magnetic north is on an extreme wobble. It's moving. There was one day when it was in Michigan, the actual North Pole, magnetic North Pole, not geophysical, but magnetic, was in Michigan. There's no, this is why we're having this Arctic funnel come into the United States and to some other parts of the Northern Hemisphere right now. So animals are getting lost. They're not migrating on a straight line. And we are, it has become so severe that we feel disoriented inside. Now, what handled that for me is I began, I went back and started doing the blessings every morning when I got up. I would offer a blessing. As all blessing givers know, the blessing is attuned to the north and south pole and the east-west direction. As I would start doing it, I was noticing, but this isn't north. This isn't south. And I could not get my bearings correct. And I was offering the blessing, and the Holy Spirit took care of, you know, his job. Yeshua took care of his job. The earth took care of her job. But I was finding that the gyroscope inside me was off, and I was not locating the directions very easily. Now, in the last 2 weeks, this has begun to, I began to get my, just to use another metaphor, my sea legs. And I'm finding my orientation to the new magnetic configuration. So, I have looked this, I've looked for this scientifically. I have prayed. I have received this information. And no, we are not going to have a geophysical pole shift. It may shift a few degrees because you can't have a total flip of north and south magnetic without affecting the geophysical to some degree. But it will not be enough to set off platelet shifts. It will not be enough to set off volcanoes. There is going to be no horrendous planetary destruction of any kind, although I could say that this extremely elevated winter season was horrendous for many people, and not to mention animals that suffered outside. So there are some challenges going on right now. I have no idea what will happen come the summer season. We'll have a different kind of challenge then, but we are in the process of that happening right now. And there is no more valuable person on this earth than a blessing giver right now, because the blessing givers were prepared ahead of time to be able to help stabilize north, south, east, and west as this pole shift occurs, and to assist in maintaining this. You know, the worst thing will be that people will be so disoriented, they'll break up relationships, they'll be so disoriented, they don't know what to do with their life, where to move, they'll quit jobs and think they've done the right thing and then realize they've done the wrong thing. This is probably the worst that will happen, in that, you know, hummingbirds will fly in the wrong direction and that sort of thing. But it will be over soon. The total flip is imminent. It will happen within the next year or two. We're on the cusp of it right now, according to my information. And it is very, very necessary that you be balanced in your body, balanced in your directions, firm in your convictions and your faith, and only make changes that you really believe in, that you really know need to happen in your life. It could be a very fertile time for making changes that were never possible before. But be careful about the trivial changes, because it could throw you off balance. You could be very misunderstood and hurt relationships or your profession or all of the other things on which you base your livelihood and your quality of life. So thanks for bringing that up, Paul, but I think you were experiencing some of that duress, and that has been it has been building over the last year. And it reached a critical high probably about 2 months ago. So your timing does reflect that. I'm going to take a quick call from Mary Percy. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Glenda. I want to thank you for all that you've done and continue to do. I really do. I really am grateful for that. So I do have a prayer request today, and perhaps we can offer the blessing for a dear friend of mine. Her name is Becky. And she's going through some very difficult health issues right now. And if
okay.
we can offer the blessing for her, maybe for peace and for the highest good of all for her.
Oh, we certainly will. Where is Becky right now?
She's in North Carolina, Lexington, North Carolina.
Okay. Okay. We'll keep that location in our hearts and minds.
Thanks,
Mary.
And I sure appreciate all that you do.
You're so welcome. And Desmond, if you can be quick, we'll take your call.
Yeah, hey, Glenda.
Hi.
Yeah, I want to say that you have a very, very strong, centered heart. And going on the call, I felt completely aligned with your heart. And I just thank you for holding such a beautiful space with all of us for the world. And thank you for sharing all the knowledge. I had one question. We to know where the magnetic north is, and is there a compass, a natural compass that knows that?
You can actually find this online. I'm going to send a map. I'm going to send a map to the blessing givers, which you are, showing where it is right now, but it's shifting. Our planet wobbles, and the magnetic pole wobbles more than the geophysical. The geophysical pole will not change. And the North Magnetic is wobbling right now because it's probably because of the sun flares, the sun's aurora that's causing so much wobble. But when it wobbles to such a degree, this is signed, it shifts about every 10,000 years. Unless there's a geophysical shift, this is not something to be frightened of.
I understand.
Something to be aware of, because we are attuned electromagnetically to the energy of our Earth, just as are the animals and the plants and the seasons. And it can definitely and does affect our consciousness. But when it wobbles enough, it just flips over. And it will go back to where it was, except north will be south and south will be north.
So now, is the magnetic one the one that counts, or is it the geophysical one the one that counts?
Let me speak, Desmond, because I've got to move fast. The magnetic one is the one that counts with regard to consciousness, human community, and our human growth and evolution. We pray that God will not see fit for a geophysical one, because that's a very drastic shift, and it does happen, but more on the order of every 40,000 years, and we're not due for one right now. Okay, so let's don't worry about that.
Yeah,
that,
okay, and I know where you're coming
from. To bring any fear into our lives other than possibly some explanation. And some coaching and guidance of why we need to retain our center. We need to cultivate our sea legs on new ground, because there are some changes occurring, and they are very real. And it's just something we need to be aware of. And those who are able to assist our world can actually provide a great service right now. So thank you, Desmond.
Thank you.
And I send you many, many blessings. As a blessing giver, you will have steady legs getting through this, okay? So now I would actually like to move into our blessing, and let's be in our blessing position, which is seated. If you can, have your bare feet on the floor. If not, at least remove any kind of synthetic socks that you have, or shoes, or shoe soles. I know that we are going through densities of concrete in most homes, maybe steel risers, but you have to remember those are basically natural elements. Even though they're man-made, they're natural elements. They're not synthetic. It's the synthetic stuff we put on our shoes, like our running shoes and other rubber sole shoes. If they were real rubber, it would be fine, but they're not. It's a petroleum product that looks and feels like rubber. It actually is more cushy than rubber, but it does interfere with the magnetic flow of the earth. And this is a time to become very attuned to this. And so have your feet on the ground, your head pointed upward, not covered by anything. And allow your attention to fall into your heart. Be still, be quiet, and begin the prayer in your heart. However you would pray, begin your prayer. And let it be. Let it be in faith. Pray for those you love. Pray for those who need help. Pray for whatever you need and desire. And I will open with a prayer to Yeshua. And then the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. Not that we affect it, but that we can accelerate it into the human energetic field, making it more accessible to you. Allowing it to flow more perfectly into your body to create a more perfect pattern for your life, your emotions, your heart, your being, and your body. Dear Yeshua, thank you for your guidance through all the times we live, for rejoicing with us in the good times and comforting us in the challenging times. Thank you for being our North Star. When everything else is disoriented, we know that we can find our heart's direction in you. And thank you for working with us and giving us these most sacred blessings. From the Holy Spirit, from God the Father, through your great love and the offerings of the earth, that she may nurture us more fully and better. Amen. your blessing is complete. Now, I would like you to go and rest for 7 minutes, and during that time, don't think about anything. Just be one with your heart, with your life, with the blessings of the Holy Spirit, the earth, God Almighty, and Yeshua. Rest in the comfort of their love. Be nourished, receive, and assimilate all of these blessings into your body, heart, soul, and being. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.